Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us are born with an innate sense of what is fair and what is not fair. A young child who receives one scoop of ice cream, when they see their brother or sister receive two, will quickly grumble and exclaim, "That's not fair." It is a perceived sense of unfairness which leads the Pharisees and scribes in our gospel reading to complain against Jesus. Now, this whole act may seem insignificant to us in our day, but it's important because to eat with someone in Jesus' time meant fellowship with them. And so by eating with the tax collectors and sinners, Jesus is uniting himself to them. These unclean, who any self-respecting Jew in that day would have done everything he could to avoid coming into contact with. It is for this reason that the scribes and Pharisees grumble against Jesus. These sinners and tax collectors have no right to eat with a Jew. And if Jesus truly was the Son of God, he would not have fellowship with such people. For they had abandoned God's law and deserved nothing but his wrath. In response, Jesus proceeds to tell them three parables: the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the prodigal son, two of which we heard in our gospel reading for today. In the first, Jesus gives the example of a shepherd owning 100 sheep, who, when one of them has wandered from the fold, goes out to find it. Now, if you know anything about sheep, and I'm sure many of you know far more than I do, you know that they are very dumb animals. Having wandered from its community or fold and finding itself lost, a sheep will freeze where it's at. It will become stubborn and refuse to move from the position in which it has gotten itself. If no one comes looking for it, that sheep will either be eaten by a wolf or starve to death. Knowing this, then, the shepherd goes out to seek his lost sheep. And once he has found it, knowing that it will not budge from the position it is in, he takes its burden upon his shoulders, carrying it back to the community. And instead of punishing that sheep for getting itself lost, the shepherd instead calls together the whole community to join in a feast, so that he might celebrate it being reunited with him once again. The shepherd does not care that he had to go through suffering and trouble to find this lost sheep. His only concern is that it is safe and sound with him once again. So too, in our Lord's second parable for today, we hear of a lost coin. Being an inanimate object, it can do nothing to contribute to it being found. And in those times, houses had few windows, so even during the daytime, very little natural light would be let in. And so the woman looking for it must light a lamp to search and find it. And in doing so, she must pay the price of using a costly resource of oil. Nevertheless, both the shepherd and the woman in our parables for today gladly suffer these things in order that they might find their lost possessions. Now, the fact that these objects were not able to contribute to their return demonstrates a view of repentance that was foreign to the scribes and Pharisees in Jesus' day. The scribes and Pharisees believed that true repentance meant meeting God halfway. And so they grumble because these tax collectors and these sinners had gotten themselves lost and stubbornly refused to meet God halfway in repentance. In contrast to their righteous acts, the tax collectors were taking out extra interest, stealing from people and pocketing the rest for themselves. And who knew what these sinners had done? Instead of confessing their helplessness, the scribes and the Pharisees choose to stubbornly resist Jesus and his invitation to join this feast with him and these sinners. It was the scribes and Pharisees' perceived sense of fairness which caused them to harden their hearts against Jesus, which led them to grumble and complain just as their forefathers had done those many years ago in their wilderness wanderings. Just before our gospel reading for today, Jesus exclaims, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And then immediately afterwards, we are told that the sinners and tax collectors were drawing near to hear him. These sinners and tax collectors knew that they were lost. They knew that in their current state, they were completely helpless, just as was that sheep and that lost coin. They knew that they could make no progress towards God, no matter how hard they tried. All they could do was hear the words of this shepherd. And in hearing these words, Jesus describes to them of his relentless love to bring them back into communion with him. They hear how he has cast all their sins into the depths of the sea, and now, having been cleansed of these, are invited to join in this feast with him. But the Pharisees and scribes do not have ears to hear, since they refuse to confess their helplessness and need for Jesus. And as a result, they do not join in the feast which Christ is calling them to. They are the 99 in the parable who Jesus remarks pejoratively have no need of repentance. This lost sheep and this lost coin in our parables describe our state before our baptism. For we were not found through our own efforts or through our own labors, but rather by the relentless love of God the Father when he sent his Son into our flesh to bear the burden of our sins upon his shoulders on the cross, to carry us back into communion, into fellowship once again with the one true God. Before our baptism, we were dead in the trespasses and sins in which we once walked. But in the waters of our baptism, the triune God has once again found us and brought us into full communion with him. But we must not mistake these parables to only be speaking of those who are converted to the faith, but also to call to repentance those who may have fallen away throughout their life. For Jesus speaks this parable not just to call the sinners and the tax collectors to repentance, but also the Pharisees and scribes, those who in their pride were refusing to join in this feast with him. So to any who in pride may have rejected Christ for a time, whether long or short, are called to repentance this day. For the shepherd always seeks the lost. He always desires the return of his sheep. He does not delight in the destruction of any sinner, no matter who they may be. Rather, he wants those who have been humbled and brought low by his words to come once again to the feast and to rejoice with him. The feast in which there is full communion with him. So let us come this day to the feast and rejoice in the love of the shepherd. The love which will relentlessly pursue us until we at last enter into his joy, which will have no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.